Christine Dean here, and this is live from Studio A, and very excited to have in the studio today a duo who's been here before, separately and together, I believe. They are Story Hill. Welcome, guys.
Thanks a lot,
Christine. Yeah, great to be here.
And we have Chris Cunningham and John Hermanson from the duo. well, welcome back. It's great. I mean, you guys actually were just in town not that long ago, right?
Yeah, it was, what, earlier in the year?
I think October or November or something
downtown,
like that.
Downtown, yeah. The what is the name of that place?
Teatro Zuccone.
Teatro Zuccone, yeah.
But it's great to have you back, and I'm sure people are thrilled to have another chance to see you guys. Let's hear a tune. What do you guys want to start with here?
We're going to start with a song that is the closest thing we have to a title track on our new record. It's a song that was born out of the last words of General Stonewall Jackson, which were said to have been, "Let us cross over the river and rest in the shade of the trees." So this is a song called "Better Angels."
Story Hill live from Studio A, and that song, it's very moving when you think about what it's about. And who came up with the inspiration for that?
I did. I had just heard that quote, and it just seemed like something. I could only hope that I would have something so poetic to say on my deathbed. And it just sounded kind of random, and sounded, it was just an interesting thing to say at the end of your life, you know, and he wasn't in a situation where there was a river close by or anything. He was inside a cabin. And you know, just want I kind of just let my mind wander with it. And that's what
it's
happened.
Kind of dreamlike, inspired or something.
Yeah.
That type of quote.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, you know, it makes you think about the men that were, you know, getting ready to face
right
their deaths and just what must have been going through their minds.
It's yeah.
Really beautiful.
Yeah.
It's kind of a peaceful thing to say when you're
yeah.
in that situation.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys. And I think this is the first time that you've been here. Well, it is definitely the first time you've been here since you released that latest album, Shade of the Trees. It's been out for about a year now, though, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And lovely album. It was produced by Dan Wilson, who I always will remember him as a member of Trip Shakespeare, one of my favorite right. 90s bands. Uh-huh. But, of course, he hit it big with Semisonic, and he's been a producer for people like the Dixie Chicks and yep. you guys, too.
Right.
And you've worked mm-hmm. with him before, right?
Twice now, yeah.
Yep, yeah, our last two records were with him.
So. And he seems like a really good fit because you both have a really great melodic sense that I think works. Do you feel like that with him?
Yeah, I mean, his ability to, I mean, I think, yeah, there's definitely a lot of, like, similarities in the way that we approach songwriting. And one of the main things we love about working with Dan is this the work that we do prior to the actual recording of the records, because the two records that we did with him were largely live. This last one was entirely live with just Chris and I. So there's not a lot of, once the songs are arranged and put together, you know, we just sit in front of the mics and play them. So the thing that Dan is really great about is just sort of asking questions and taking the time, you know, to really make sure that every line and every song is sort of, you know, the best that it can be, and mm-hmm. is getting across what we are trying to get across, or at least, you know, setting a mood that, you know, is interesting, you know, to people.
Yeah.
So most of the work goes in before you get into the studio.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a real, like, refiner and just makes tons of time. I mean, that's just kind of the priority, is to make sure that the songs are going to stand on their own, you know, and just really convey what they're supposed to and the feeling that they're supposed to. And then during the sessions, you know, it's live, and he's just a wizard at kind of capturing the right take, basically. You don't see him. We don't do a lot of fancy editing or anything with him. He's just kind of pointing out when we've hit the chill spot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you guys have been together for a long time, but kind of off and on, you've done the Story Hill project. So I'm just curious, where are you each individually right now? You haven't lived in the same town for a while, is that right? Am I making that up?
Right, yeah. I'm in St. Paul now, and Chris moved back to our hometown of Bozeman, okay. Montana. And yeah, we're trying to count up how many years, and it's
like
going on 20. Yeah, it's like, but we did take a 4-year break that we thought was going to be, you know, for good. We had kind of broken up in 1997 and then kind of reunited in 2001.
And you both have kind of worked on, do you have other projects still going right now?
A lot, yeah. I mean, it's a nice balance because we both have our sort of separate worlds and work, and it's a good mix because then we come back with Story Hill and it's both fresh and familiar. Mm-hmm. So we don't over tour. We do a lot of touring, you know, consistently, and we plan ahead really far. And so it kind of keeps everything sort of, you know, going forward in a smooth way. So, yeah, and I do a lot of production for singer-songwriters in a studio in Bozeman, and just this same stuff. And Johnny does a lot of other kind of production.
I've got
work.
A studio in Minneapolis that I work out of and do commercial music and some production, and then I've got a couple of the rock bands that I'm involved with.
Great. Yeah. When it's time to do a Story Hill album, how do you go about, because the songs are all credited as Story Hill, so how do you go about creating the songs that end up on the album and that you play?
This last record, we wrote 70 songs total to get the 10 that were
70?
Needed for the record. Yeah.
Wow.
Because we definitely have a very different sensibility as writers. And one of our kind of unspoken rules is that we want to make sure that each of the songs that goes on every record is something that we can both really believe in and just stand behind and feel, you know, inspired to play. And you know, just the reality is that it's I guess one out of every seven songs has that, you know, and
yeah, it's a matter of generating enough volume so that you know, we find one that actually fits the Story Hill sort of vibe and sound.
Mm-hmm.
And because we kind of go for this one voice type of deal with our sound, you know, the blend and the harmony and all that's really important, and the guitars working together. So over time, we've really, like, we what we can't do is be leads too often, you know, and just your straightforward, you know, one's on lead, one's on harmony, which we've been making more of an effort to kind of come out as one sound.
Well, and you do have such a beautiful, the beautiful harmonies that you do. Is that something that, when you come back to Story Hill from other projects, is that, I mean, obviously you can do harmonies with other people, but do you guys have something that feels different somehow?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think having sung together for so long, yeah, it makes a big difference. I mean, there are other people that we harmonize with, but I think there's something about our voices, too, that just kind of fit well together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, the one trying to make one voice thing, I think you guys really do that.
Yeah.
It had not occurred to me, but
mm-hmm.
now that you say it, I'm thinking, yeah, that's exactly
it's
what it is.
It's a pretty right? conscious effort, yeah.
That's great. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll chat a little bit more. You guys have a festival coming up in September that we'll talk about. What do you want to talk about next?
What do we want to talk about next?
I mean, I'm sorry. What do you want to play next?
let's see.
You can choose what we talk about next, too.
Well,
but we're going to
we
have to do
that
first.
Another one from the new record?
Sure.
Town Talks, maybe? Or?
Sure. That sounds good.
Okay. Here's a jauntier tune with maybe some suggested underlying meanings, but for the most part, it just sounds like a. Well, I don't want to give it away. But I wrote this thinking about playing music and being a musician, being a singer in kind of the pub scene, just your work week pub scene, you know, and the local bars. I'm wondering who the other barflies are. So.
2, 3, 4.
Living it up downtown, your tongue a little loose. Tales of love and conquest. You can't lose. The guy behind the counter shakes his head at you. He's seen a lot of lucky faces go from red to blue. Jim rolls in with the good news like he's so good at doing, making wine out of water, whistling a tune. You were too filled up. Hear the song, your cup was running over, you should have been running home. A town talks, will you listen? Are you wise enough to know where to put your ears? Love walks. If you're not watching, you'll end up alone with all your talking tears. Together over all these years, smiling pictures in the hallway up above the stairs. The shadows in the corner make it painfully clear. She don't need your understanding, she just wants you here. A town talks, will you listen? Are you wise enough to know where to put your ears? Love walks. If you're not watching, you'll end up alone with all your talking tears. Tears. Living it up downtown, your tongue a little loose. For all I hear you saying, what's it say about you? A town talks. Town Talks.
Story Hill live from Studio A, Town Talks, that one from their latest album, Shade of the Trees. And I was thinking, you know, when you're doing your songwriting, you guys live in different towns. Is there a lot of sending files back and forth?
There is, yeah.
Curious about that. The modern, and it wasn't like that when you first started, right? Well, you were in the same town, actually.
Yep.
So
we were in my parents' basement or Chris's parents' basement.
Yeah, and then, on the road for a number of years. We went to St. Olaf College together and then hit the road full time after that. So there was a lot of writing going on in person.
And I saw there's some kind of celebration going on at St. Olaf tomorrow. Is it tomorrow that you guys are heading down there for that?
Yeah, there's a big reunion down there and a couple other St. Olaf bands. Rogue Valley, Chris Koza and Rogue Valley are playing. And we're looking forward to being on that bill. It's going to be fun.
Back in your old stomping grounds.
Right.
Fun. Now, you guys have a festival that we were going to talk about coming up in September. Now, you've been doing this in Montana for a long time, but you've only been doing it in Minnesota recently. Is that right?
For 2 years, yeah.
Okay.
Is this the third?
This will be the third, yeah.
Right. So this will actually be our ninth time doing this when you add it all up. And it's cool because it's songwriter based. I mean, it's not your average music festival. It's very much focused on the original singer songwriters, and a lot of them are just people we meet on the road, on tours or folk festivals, and you know we become admirers of them, their peers and friends, and it's great. And then we kind of dress it up with other things, you know, good food, campfires, and activities for the family and the kids. It's on a lake, and it's a great way to end the summer.
And this is in Deerwood, which is near Brainerd, and it's coming up September 3rd and 4th. And lots of great people playing. Ray Bonneville, I saw Kerry Elkin's going to be there. Who else?
Raina Rose and John Elliott and Anthony DaCosta are songwriters from, Raina's from Austin, and John Elliott's from L.A., and Anthony's from New York. And they have a trio that they play together, but they're also going to be doing their own sets. And Alice is going to be there this year, and we're excited about that. I haven't had her yet, so she's always been a good friend. And then Peter Mayer will be out there.
And A.J. Roach.
A.J. Roach, another guy from Brooklyn,
Virginia,
New York.
Or something? Oh,
yep. Okay. Well, he's originally from Virginia, living in Brooklyn now.
He sounds like he's from Virginia.
Yep. Now, how much work do you guys have to do for this thing? Do you kind of pick the artists, or what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, that's what is so great about it. It's just, you know, we get to pick the people that, you know, we're the biggest fans of that year, you know, so it's, and then we'll have some people come back, and we always try to, like, shake it up. We got a pretty good mix of old and new this year, so.
Okay. Yeah. Now, and you've done it in, are you still doing it in Montana? Because you were doing it in both places for a couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just in Minnesota this year?
Well, this year, we actually got invited to join the Garrison Keillor Prairie Home Companion Cruise. And that's right there in July when we normally do our Montana Festival. So we're, and it's also,
you don't want to pass that up.
Yeah, kind of hard to turn down a cruise. Yeah.
So that's,
you were just on that show recently. Was that your first time?
Yeah, last fall.
In October, yeah.
And how did that go? What was that experience like?
It was a blast, yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. And so it's kind of cool to toggle, because we might do the Montana Festival, you know, for sure in the future, but maybe next year we would do it there. And just switch back and forth. But we don't know. We don't have a master plan for it. But, it's been working really well. We get a lot of people that keep coming back. So,
which is nice.
A fun time.
And you guys play every time, too.
Yep.
So people have the opportunity to see you. And more. Well, I'm sure we'll be sharing more about that as it gets closer here on KUMD. So you guys have been touring a lot for the last year behind this album. A lot more touring coming up, or what are you guys doing next?
Yeah, we're going to be all over the country this next year. We don't do like 5 month extended tours anymore. You know, we both got families, and so we're doing long weekends and stuff mainly. We'll be out in the Northwest. We'll be in the Southeast. We'll be in Texas. Yeah, down to Colorado and out to Montana. And yeah.
You guys kind of seem to have, like, the perfect musical thing where, you know, you've been fairly successful, so you've got a following. So you can spend time with the family and not have to be on the road all the time.
Right.
And you've got your own musical things in your own town. So if you're not doing Story Hill, you got some. It sounds like a pretty sweet deal to me.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
And you have that creative outlet all the time. So.
Yep. Yeah, it's not a bad way to make a living.
Yeah, well, that's great. Let's hear one more song, and then we'll remind people again about the show. But what do you want to wrap up with here?
We'll do another song off the new record here. It's a song called Well of Sorrow.
At Story Hill Live from Studio A, another cut from their Shade of the Trees album. And who came up with the seed for that one? Who started with that one?
That started, I wrote that song after an experience I had. I worked in a daycare over in Norway for a year. It was actually the year that Chris and I broke up. I moved over there and got married and started working in a daycare and learned about this holiday that they celebrate over there, which is Santa Lucia Day, December 13th, and it was kind of based on that. Like a lot of songs, it sort of gets its initial inspiration from, you know, like an experience like that, or you know, like the last one, that the first one that we played, a quote, you know, and then it kind of it's just sort of a reason to start stringing words together and then seeing where it goes. But it ended up being a song to me. I ended up thinking a lot about the depression, and over there, there's a, especially up by the Arctic Circle, there's a lot of sort of seasonal, you know, depression, and so it's a song about appearances and whatnot. It actually came out of watching this little girl who was supposed to be, the way that they celebrated, the parents wait in this dark room, and the kids are all they do this parade that's supposed to bring the joy and that light into the room, and the, and they pick out a Santa Lucia every year, and it's usually the oldest girl in the daycare, and she was crying right before she was supposed to go on, and I'm bawling her eyes out, and so I just started thinking about, you know, those things.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I asked about that, because I never would have guessed that from, you know, I just never would have.
Well, and it's not, yeah, and it's not that it has to be about that, you know, by any means. I'm always more interested in what other people, you know, get out of our songs than what they mean to us, really, you know.
And I know sometimes people say that they don't want to know what the person was thinking when they wrote the song because they want their own interpretation.
Right.
I'm the other way. I always want to know.
Yeah.
Cause, and it doesn't necessarily ruin the interpretation,
right,
for,
yeah,
me, because I can hold both at the same time,
yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true.
It just kind of,
yeah,
gives you a little different perspective.
Yep.
Now, another advantage of having two different hometowns is that you kind of have a following in both places. Outside of that, are there other places that you guys, you know, have a big, big following? The places that you're the most well-received when you go on tour?
Yeah, we do well in the Northwest, and there's little pockets, you know, like Columbia, South Carolina. And, you know, it usually it's just kind of dependent on who is promoting the shows down there, or, you know, maybe a big fan moved down to, you know, someplace, and, you know, they bring people out and get the word out, and, you know, it's all kind of word of mouth, you know.
Do well in, you know, the Chicago area and...
In Texas, too, I guess.
Texas is good, and Colorado, the Front Range. So, places that we visited a lot. We just went to Fargo last night. We played in Fargo last night, and 100 people came. We hadn't been there in 5 years, so that was a pretty good,
yeah,
sign.
They still remember you. Well, thanks so much, guys. It was a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having us, Christine.
Yeah.
And that Story Hill Day, today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.